Patient name Deborah Drapizza, D-E-B-R-A, D-R-A-P-I-Z-A. Date of birth 8/16/1950. Date of procedure February 27, 2024. Physician performing Bob Mohan Kam, MD. Referring doctor Maris Ramsey, M-A-R-I-S, R-A-M-S-E-Y. Indication melena, colorectal cancer screening. Procedure performed esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with biopsy and colonoscopy with polypectomy. Description of procedure, please add the standard description for double procedure. Findings, upper endoscopy, LA grade C esophagitis was noted with ulcer at the GE junction. A nodule about half centimeter was noted near the GE junction. This was biopsied for histology. Stomach normal, pylori, duodenum normal. Colonoscopy exam, withdrawal time 13 minutes. Ascending colon polyp, 1 centimeter, sessile, removed by cold snare. Hepatic flexure polyp, 1.2 centimeter, sessile, removed by cold snare. Hepatic flexure polyp, 1 centimeter, removed by cold snare. Transverse colon polyp, 1 centimeter, sessile, removed by cold snare. Transverse colon polyp, half centimeter, sessile, removed by cold biopsy. Splenic flexure polyp, times 2, 8 to 9 millimeters, removed by cold snare. Small hemorrhoids, external, non-bleeding, noted on retroflex view. Impression, LA grade C esophagitis, esophageal ulcer, GE junction nodule, colon polyps as described above, small external hemorrhoids. Plan, recommend PPI 40 milligram 2 times daily for 3 months. Repeat EGD to check healing of esophagitis in 12 weeks. Follow GERD precautions. Avoid NSAIDs. Discuss polypectomy pathology results at follow-up. Recommend repeat colonoscopy for colorectal cancer screening in 3 years. End of dictation.